Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Her preaching is entitled, Who Is It We Are Trying to See?
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that had taken place, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, and by others that Elijah had appeared, and by yet others that one of the ancient prophets had arisen. Herod said, But I had John beheaded. Who then is this that people are talking about? And he tried to see him. This is the good news of our God. He tried to see him. Herod Antipas, or Herod the Tetrarch, intrigues me. The youngest and perhaps most ordinary of King Herod's sons, he was very average in many ways. Not the great builder that his father was, yet he was responsible for the reconstruction or building of several cities, including Tiberias, where he incorporated Greek architectural style and erected Greek-styled statues. Yet, in a show of sensitivity to the Jewish people, his coins bore no image. He divorced his first wife to marry his former sister-in-law, a marriage which John the Baptist very vocally and publicly denounced as being sinful, and who was imprisoned as a result. And then Herod painted himself into a corner with his promise to Salome of anything she desired in return for her dancing, which mesmerized him. It's true, oaths were ironclad bonds in Herod's time. Yet wouldn't someone's integrity, their better angels, prevent them from granting a horrific wish for the life of another person, for his decapitation, in exchange for a girl's dance? But Herod didn't have the backbone to change his mind. And although he seemed not to want to grant Salome's wish, he capitulated and gave the order. And history was changed forever. And then Herod heard about this man who was performing miracles and healings. He wondered who he was. He was perplexed. Did John come back to life? Herod, along with the crowds, wanted to see this man. Why? Did he want to be entertained? Did he need to see for himself that John was, in fact, still dead? Was he simply curious about this guy and the things that were being said about him? Or was Herod, like most of us at times in our lives, feeling restless, unsettled, and uncentered? Was he drawn to a deeper promise that he simply did not understand? An unspoken knowing, later articulated by St. Augustine, that his heart would be restless until it rested in something, in some power, far beyond his own understanding or his own control. And he kept trying to see him. Truthfully, there have been times in my life when I have wondered out loud to myself, Who is God? I wonder who or what I am praying to. Sometimes I feel unsettled, uncentered, and restless. Find inspiration or hope in someone who was responsible for the death of John the Baptist and who failed to step in to save Jesus from his fate. but in at least this way, I can relate to Herod the Tetrarch. I too can keep trying to see him, to see Jesus, to see God. And so can you. Thank you.